Hi, I'm Larry Gifford, and I have Parkinson's disease.
And I'm Rebecca Gifford, Larry's partner in Parkinson's and in life.
This is When Life Gives You Parkinson's. Today is a short episode because it's our last episode.
Our final episode. And we decided to keep it simple and brief. No pomp and circumstance, just a simple goodbye. Quiet little chit-chat with the two of us and a lot of thank yous. I feel like we should say up front, we are okay.
We're good.
Our health is good overall. You're recovering from your DBS nicely. We have no family emergencies. So we are not ending the podcast because we have to. We're ending it because we feel like it's time.
Yeah, the DBS was a natural conclusion. And, you know, there's other things we want to try to do. We've been doing the podcast for 6 years, honey.
6 years.
123 episodes.
Wow.
4 million guests.
All of them amazing. Lots of stories.
Oh, it's great.
It's been truly a wonderful experience. But our life and journey and interests are shifting, as they do during the course of a normal lifetime. And this part of our story has come to a natural end.
You know, it's funny, because when I've told people this, that this was going to be our last episode, they're like, no!
Yeah. Where are you going? We understand. We feel the same way, but it's also time.
Yeah, when we started it, there was nobody doing this. And now there's a lot of people that are. A
lot of stories being told. It's really a wonderful time.
Yeah. And it's been an honor to do the work, and it has changed our lives. Podcast was how we initially connected with the Parkinson's community. Through you and everyone we've talked to, we've learned about this disease together. We've discovered how we can make a positive impact with those with Parkinson's in their lives. And we found ways to thrive and live more fully with the Parkinson's.
It's given us a voice and a connection with our own story. And also, we are honored to have amplified the voices of so many people with Parkinson's. Advocates, care partners, researchers, healthcare providers, artists, and people making a meaningful difference in our community and in the world.
Well, you know, the podcast led directly to our advocacy and awareness work, and ultimately to the creation of PD Avengers, which is huge. It strengthened our relationship, our communication, and it's given us ample opportunity to grow and evolve. It's also given us some clarity about how we'd like to use our own voices and influence moving forward.
So it's time for this particular medium to end, but we will, of course, remain engaged and active in the community. We both continue to be involved in the work of amazing Parkinson's organizations. You'll continue to hear our voices through the Michael J. Fox Foundation podcast, including both of us together in an episode set to drop in May. And I will be doing a writing workshop through the Brand Grant Foundation in March and April, and then a monthly writing group in the months after that. I also welcome the opportunity to offer workshops through other organizations as well, so please reach out if you'd like to know more about what I do. And Larry, you'll be hosting a series of podcast episodes for the Brian Grant Foundation in April and October.
October.
And we both remain involved in the World Parkinson's Congress and other organizations.
PD Avengers is going strong. And there are a few initiatives I want to tell you about that are underway for Parkinson's Awareness Month and April 11th, World Parkinson's Day. So get out your pen and paper right now. If you're navigating life with Parkinson's or offering support to someone who is, head over to pdavengers.com and take part in our sleep survey. Sleep stands for Surveying Late Evening Effects of Parkinson's, and we're keen on gathering insights from both individuals living with Parkinson's and their partners. Don't miss out on a chance to submit your hashtag SparkArt for March. And then join us in the conversation with captivating social media campaign hashtag FacePD, shedding light on the expressions behind the frozen or masked faces associated with Parkinson's. On April 3rd to the 11th, it's the dopamine dance. Just film yourself dancing crazy to your favorite song and put it on social media, hashtag dopamine dance. We are also on April 11th. We've got a few things going
on. Why April 11th?
World Parkinson's Day. So first off, go to worldparkinsonsday.com and access free social media assets to amplify the message far and wide. We are going to have a sit-to-stand competition. It's challenge. We're challenging the global Parkinson's community to do 2 million sit-to-stands in one day.
Woohoo!
Ooh. So go to standuptoparkinsons.com, brought to you by U-Turn Parkinson's, Dance for PD, Rocksteady Boxing, and PD Avengers. And as night falls on April 11th, join us for Spark the Night, where buildings, bridges, and iconic landmarks worldwide will light up blue for Parkinson's awareness. We're illuminating 10 million lights for 10 million people with Parkinson's. For more details and participating locations, go to worldparkinsonsnight.com. Over 180 locations have already pledged to light up the night. So let's shine a light on Parkinson's.
And thanks to everyone around the world who has been helping with that at making their local asks in their own communities and coordinating those efforts. It's been a group activity for sure.
Amazing. Yeah. Truly amazing. It's a collective effort, my love.
And perhaps we will return to our storytelling work together someday. Who knows? Maybe through a different kind of podcast. We talk about this every once in a while, how much we enjoy this work. We just know that this particular story is coming to a close, but we are always tossing around ideas and opportunities to do something like this again. So stay tuned.
For sure. And please continue to engage and listen to all the beautiful voices in the Parkinson's community, including the many podcasters, writers, and artists. And don't forget to use your own voice. Tell your story. Connect and support one another. Please continue to share any of our 123 episodes with people in your life who may be interested. And I want to thank the organizations that have supported the podcast over the years, Chorus Media and Curious Cast, Parkinson Canada, the World Parkinson Congress, and Spotlight YLPD.
And thank you to the many people and organizations who generously shared their stories, perspectives, wisdom, information with the Parkinson's community through this medium. You truly are the soul of this podcast, and we are boundlessly grateful to all of you.
Thank you. We could not have done this without you, without your interest, without your enthusiasm and support, and certainly not without your stories.
So for the last time, let's say it. Keep positive.
Keep exercising.
Keep listening.
We'll talk to you again. I love you.
I love you.
Remember me, though I have to say goodbye. Remember me.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
In case I don't see ya, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
What about us?
We'll always have Paris.
See you later, alligator.
See you later, alligator.
In a while, crocodile.
In a while, crocodile.
Bye-bye, butterfly.
Bye-bye, butterfly.
Toodaloo, kangaroo.
Toodaloo, kangaroo.
Okay, well, guys, I'm really gonna miss you guys.
We're really gonna miss you too, Jack.
Goodbye.
Looking at you, kid.
Oh, it's gonna be so hard to say goodbye. I love you all, too. Goodbye, Tin Man. Oh, don't cry. You'll rust so dreadfully. Here's your oil can. Goodbye.
Now I know I've got a heart. Because it's breaking.
Goodbye, Lion. You know it isn't right, but I'm going to miss the way you used to holler for help before you found your courage.
I would never have found it if it hadn't been for you.
I think I'll miss you most of all.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.